Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I think it's time that all ratepayers of Joburg sent a message to the government that we've had enough. And I think the first step is to hit the streets in a protest. Daniel Shea is the Democratic Alliance councillor for Ward 72. So, Daniel, we were eating dinner when we received your message and we got into this whole discussion. And I feel bad to say it, but the conclusion at our dinner table last night is that white northern suburbs are not so great at protests. I don't even know what to wear, Daniel.
So I think it's something we all need to learn.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, how's it?
Morning, good morning.
But it's, we overthink it. Honestly, we just need to rock up, wearing whatever you want to wear, organize this team, rock up on the day when we have a protest, and make your voice heard. It's not a complicated thing.
Do I have to dance?
Do I
have to dance?
You don't have to dance.
Oh,
you just have
God.
To show up.
Okay, fine, fine. So, okay, no, but I mean, that's all really a little bit flippant. The real story behind this is how difficult it is at the moment to function in Johannesburg. One day we don't have water. Every day we don't have electricity. It's just become, we can't get answers. You as a ward councillor are clearly not getting answers. Well, tell us, take us through a normal experience of a day in the life of Daniel Shea.
Okay, so a normal experience before 10 days ago was asking about individual people's houses and waiting about 2 hours for an answer. In the last 10 days, it's been massive area outages. And when you tell them and you show them what's going wrong, and Joburg works through WhatsApp groups. It's the most amazing thing that we've got the city with an 80 billion rand budget, but everything is done via WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
So you send messages on the WhatsApp groups and you tell them what's going on, you point to the issues, and then maybe if you're lucky, within an hour, they acknowledge it. And then they give you a very ambiguous answer saying it will be attended to, and then you ask them when, and they can't tell you that. And then 3 hours later, they send the same thing out, and you say, so you haven't actually allocated anything to anyone. And it's the circle, because they won't ever admit that they haven't allocated something. They just keep it ambiguous. It's only when they say someone's on scene that it becomes less ambiguous. But that can be a 16-hour wait, as we saw last night. So it's very frustrating. It's very ambiguous. And they spend a lot of time servicing areas which have a typically low payment ratio, and areas where the city has paying customers get put as a second priority, and it destroys the city's revenue stream. So it backfires against the city.
It's just incredible, because the efficiency with which they act, and I've heard of a number of people that have been cut off from being supplied with electricity because of a payment that might be slightly late. There, they're incredibly efficient, aren't they?
So it's not even that they're paying off people, or people are getting cut off before they become going to arrears. I mean, they've still got 5 days to pay and they've been cut off. It's bullying at this point in time from the city's administration in terms of cut-offs. They're going after the same middle class who funds the city. They're bullying to squeezing every cent they can out of it, and it's simply not there.
So the reason that this has deteriorated to this point is what?
So I think it's been things slowly, and then suddenly. And I think it's literally that it's for years, ratepayers have been ignored. We've got a terrible administration with the puppet mayor, but he is a puppet. So we actually have to blame the people who hold the power.
Right.
And a city manager who is, well, by all our standards, incompetent and illegally appointed, and we're challenging that in court. But the fact is that the administration doesn't seem to have anyone capable and competent to run it.
So what do you hope to achieve by a protest?
So I think it's the starting point. I think generally what happens is you have, well, ratepayers threatening a rates boycott. And they all discuss it in their neighborhood WhatsApp groups and over the table, and it fizzles out to nothing. And no one in power ever feels it. So this to me is the first step. The first step in saying, actually, we're willing to come out and tell you that we're upset with you and that we're really ready to protest.
Right.
And we're serious about the next steps. It's about a starting point. It's not about the end point. It's the starting point for saying we're in this together and we are going to act.
And will they take notice of it? I mean, will they take notice of a protest?
So what I can tell you is I threatened a mini protest against City Power last week. And I said, unless you deal with these two areas, I'm going to have the residents of these areas rock up at your office tomorrow morning. And within an hour and a half, they dispatched or found teams to dispatch to sort out those areas. It works. It does work on some scale. And I believe it will be the first time in history that we're actually seeing the ratepayers of Joburg come out in numbers if we organize this to say we've had enough. And I think that's very scary because that's the city funding mechanism.
When you sent this out yesterday, you sent it out with a Google Sheet or whatever it was, just to say, to ask people if they would be keen. What type of response did you get?
So, I mean, I would hope for more, but at the moment we've got, it was, by the time I checked last night, over 150 within an hour.
Okay,
that's not bad. But I'm sure something that, once it gains momentum and goes into other suburbs as well, you're talking about a large-scale protest.
Right. Well, the fact is that if you tell me that I don't need to worry about what to wear, because that was where we got stumped last night around our table, what to wear to this protest, you know, so we didn't answer because we were busy debating that. If we can come as we are, then I'm sure we'll get another few. But and when are you hoping that this will be?
So I'm actually going to be discussing with my provincial office this morning about the organizing of this. And then I'll obviously advertise from there. However, there is one rule in terms of dress code, and it's obviously no nappy pants and no Crocs.
Daniel Shea, thank you as always. And yes, I do think that, well, certainly I won't be there if people are in nappy pants and Crocs, because I have a standard. Daniel Shea, Democratic Alliance Councillor for Ward 72.